how the passported half lives. This is how you legal half lives. And for a second, I wanted to stand my ground. I wanted to explain his mistake. I wanted to explain there are questions to question. There are scars to inspect. There is machinery they need to test. Machinery that scans retinas shell-shocked. Machinery that deciphers disfigured spines carved in the zigzag of Pisa lines and bends hiding inside boats across the Mediterranean. And how many roses do I have to throw into your Mediterranean before you let Palestinian refugees from Syria come by? But he didn't even look up at me. He didn't even look up at me, and nothing changed. Between July 12th and July 13th, nothing changed. I put my hand up and swore an oath to the queen and all her hairs, but otherwise nothing changed. My illegal skin, my illegal bones carried the same illegal me. So next time you look at somebody and call them illegal, you passported half, you legal half, remember the rest of us are real. I wrote this poem during this last assault on Gaza, and I'm gonna blame you, Karim. During this last assault, it felt very, very, very much like deja vu, like the same things were happening over and over, and I got a message from Gaza, someone saying, please say something, please perform, please speak in English, do whatever you can, but make them stop what they're doing, and it had a horrific video with it of all of these images of children in Gaza. So I wrote this poem. If my words can stop this, if my words can stop this, if they can stand in the way of a bomb, a drone, or a single bullet, I would lay them at the feet of every child in Gaza and offer them like prayer. I would recite them over and over and over like the holy names of God. I would write them endlessly until all language breaks, like daylight as we count our dead. They ask me for balance. They still ask me for balance. But he used to balance his son on his knees and sing, and now he's lost his legs and his son. And how can I balance your silence against all the sound of artillery in Gaza? How can I balance your silence against neighborhoods wiped out into smoke? How can I balance between David and Goliath? You tell me. Shh, we're not meant to make these comparisons. They make some people very uncomfortable. So let me just say that we're still standing our ground. We're still resisting and we're still standing our ground. But if my words could stop this, I would scream back this gasoline taste in my throat for 4 weeks now. I would write my spine disfigured like maps of Palestine and stand tall at the tip of my lungs, scream, make them stop, make them stop, make them stop, please someone make them stop. They are just children playing. Is the beach forbidden? Is there any place safe under your sky made of iron dome? But we're still standing our ground. We are resisting here. If my words can stop this, I would argue circles around every Israeli spokesperson. Tell them, let's be clear, your smooth accents can't make killing children justified. Let's be clear, your polished talking points, your Australian accents, your British accents stick inside skin like shrapnel near bone. And Mark Regev, when will you just shut the fuck up? Words can make this go. go away, but words are not protection. Words are not light. The sky is raining heavy steel everywhere. This is no time for poetry. There's no space for bodies in hospitals anymore, do you understand me? There's no water, there's no electricity, and in this darkness, I wish my words can transform to light, to protection, to freedom. But I also wish for some quiet. I wish for some quiet from those who battle to get to the microphones and perform the rituals. All you clamoring to get on stages and speak your rage, spare us. Get out of the limelight. Let Gaza speak. Let Rafah speak. Let Jenin speak. Let Jerusalem speak. Let Shatila speak. Let Deir Yassin speak. And let everybody lying on the streets of Shija'iyya speak for itself today. I will not mourn my dead in 140 characters for Twitter. My dead are not your bloody Facebook status. My dead will not be cluttered into an infographic to share today and then forget we're still standing here, we're still standing here, we're still standing here, and if my words could stop this, I would create a rhythm louder than this beat that's too familiar. I would learn the lyrics to every freedom song and write them on every building still standing in Gaza. If my words could stop this, if they can stand in the way of a single bomb, drone, or bullet, I would lay them at the feet of every child in Gaza and offer them like prayer. Recite them endlessly like the holy names of God. I would write them endlessly like the holy names of God, but words can't stop this. So I offer you some silence and a poem. Because the beautiful band is just waiting, so I'll do speech life before I sign off for tonight. If you do want my CD or anything, I do have a website called refusedia.com. Something. I can't even remember, but I think you'll find it. Yay, that was me doing self-promotion. Next, yes, apparently, next. That's all right.